Today is November 7th, 2017. I'm Trent Williams interviewing my grandmother, Pam Meyercord. All right, first question. Please tell me about some of the traditions that have been passed down through our family.
Through our family would be Thanksgiving, of course, when we all get together, the extended family, which may be 50 plus people at our house for Thanksgiving and spending the day together and playing games in the evening. And our traditions of going to Possum Kingdom Lake and our birthday traditions when we celebrate birthdays together.
Right. So of all the family members you know or have heard about, who do you think has lived the most interesting life and why?
Well, lots of people have had very interesting lives, but I would say my grandfather, Anson Woods, probably had the most interesting because he lived 96 years, and so he saw a lot of changes. He was born before airplanes, and at the end of his life, he took his first airplane ride on a jet. So he saw people in space and the telephone and computers and all kinds of things that never would have thought out. He was born in 1905 in a dugout in Indian Territory in Oklahoma.
Interesting. Share with me the story of how you and Grandpa met.
It was a blind date set up by his brother, Uncle Andy. Got us together for a blind date before Grandpa shipped off for Vietnam.
So what were your expectations going to that in the first date?
Well, I knew of him because he was ahead of me in high school, and I knew he was cute and he was smart.
Okay. So tell me about when you first found out you were going to be a mother.
Well, pretty exciting news, and we were living away from our family, so David was in the Army, so it was all pretty scary.
And what was my mother like when she was growing up? And if so, do you have any stories you would like to share?
She was a good child. She was quiet. She was easygoing. She worked hard in school. She had lots of friends. She enjoyed playing with her toys. She enjoyed playing with all the Fisher-Price little people. Mm-hmm. And she fought with her sisters.
So what advice would you give any first-time voters?
To vote, to consider how important it is. Every vote is important. If you look back through history, there have numerous political races or votes that have been won by one vote. So one vote makes a difference. But educate yourself. Think for yourself. Educate yourself on all the issues and all sides of an issue. And don't just listen to one or two people. Make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm. And so over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues?
Not really. I mean, they've changed slightly, but times change and issues change, and you see the effects of laws that were put into place 30 years ago and whether they've been effective or not. So your opinion may change about whether that was the exact right way to solve a problem or not.
Mm-hmm. So switching over from politics to religion, so what does religion or / spirituality mean to you? And what role does it play in your life today?
Well, I hope it's the most important thing in my life because I know who my Savior is and I walk with the Lord, I hope, and I know why I'm here.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience? And if so, would you care to elaborate?
I think so. Several times when I have truly felt the presence of God.
And what important lessons have your religious / spiritual beliefs taught you?
That I belong to the Lord, that I don't belong to myself, and that I was fearfully and wonderfully made.
All right, last question. Thinking about future generations and knowing what they may hear from this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Well, it would have to be the importance of faith and religion, and the always to me, what I go back to is, what is the chief end of man? Which is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. But we have a strong family tradition of faith, whether it's in my family, going back to the French Huguenots in the 1500s, or to our pilgrim ancestor who came over on the Mayflower. All of that was for religious freedom, so religion meant a lot. And I think that it would be very important for the next generations to remember their family history and continue that.
Thank you, Grammy.
You are welcome. Did you understand it?